What's good, guys? It's Barada with No Guidance Entertainment. Shit, I'm here with Chris Shitty, the one and only City Kid, part of Real Clip. Shit, music videographer from the land. Shit, what you been on, bro?
Shit, bro. Just been working, bro. Shit. You know? Yeah. Just been working.
Oh, bro.
Just been going out hella, fucking to hella events and shit. Mm-hmm. Just trying to pop out to all these events, you know? Yesterday we went to the Y2K shit.
Yeah, 2 days ago.
Yeah, 2 days ago we went to the Y2K shit with Colin, for real, for real. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, that shit was cool. He didn't even pull up though, but... Yeah. Or he did pull up for a little bit, but...
He pulled up and then Cuddy's had to dip out.
Yeah, Cuddy's had to dip out because that shit got too hectic.
So did you see what happened? I didn't even see what happened.
I didn't see what happened either, but I just seen people running. Like a stampede of people just running, bro. I was like, bro. And I was just posted up in the cut. Just watching everything.
And they pulled up in the corner, that one corner. I was like, bro, what the fuck?
Yeah, I was in the corner, just posted up. I was like, okay. I don't know what's going on, but yeah. We're just going to try to be safe, be cautious.
Yeah.
And, but, yeah.
But I know it was crazy because we were going in, out. Oh, we're about to stay. About to perform. Type shit.
Yeah. Luckily, he ended up performing. You know, yeah, we got some good clips.
Yeah, the footage, I feel like on stage look cool.
Yeah, the footage on stage definitely look cool. Mm-hmm. And we got some party shit too, just some party clips, random ass people.
All right. Yeah. And what would you say, shit, out of all the places we've been to, bro, or the places you've been to, because we travel a good amount, but you be traveling on your own. You be doing the side missions and shit. So
yeah, for real.
What would you say out of all of them? Top places for Chris City? Top places
I've been to? Shit, probably Miami number one. Either Miami or Houston, number one, bro. Either one of those.
Yeah.
Because those are both great places. Mm. You know, I love the people over there and everything over there. It's pretty dope.
Yeah, the shit was filthy.
Yeah, it's just like a movie every day over there in both those places. You just go out and you just go crazy. It's just a movie every time. Every time you step out. So that's probably my top two places right there, Miami, Houston. Mm-hmm. And then third probably be like... Fuck, third... I guess I'm gonna give it to New York.
New York?
Yeah. And then after that.
The Aki way.
Yeah, definitely Aki way. I'll keep it Aki. After that, New York probably, I guess ATL. I mean, I only went to ATL like twice, but we didn't really stay too long, only like a couple of days.
Yeah.
So I didn't really get to experience too much of it, but from what I did experience, you know, it reminds me of Texas, a lot reminds me of Texas because, you know, it's southern.
Yeah.
And, you know, the people, the food is pretty similar. People are pretty similar. Except they be more slimy out there. You know, they be like, slat, slat, fucking shit like that.
For real?
Yeah, they be like, slat, what's good, slime, for shit show, slime.
Yeah, that was crazy.
They be on some slimy shit. That should be funny, though, the way they be talking.
ATL lingo. ATL lingo.
Yeah, that should be funny out there.
Yeah. I'm trying to think. So you said Miami, Houston. Oh, that's your top two.
New York,
ATL, and number five.
Oh, number five. Probably, we're talking about, like, in the States, right?
Yeah, let's do it in the States, fuck it.
In the United States,
fuck it.
Yeah, I mean, out of all the places, I would say LA, but I don't know. I think it's cool, but I don't know.
Why is it? I don't know.
I just don't really like the people out there. Be kind of weird sometimes. They be just like on some cloud chasing type shit. But besides that, I fuck with New Orleans, Louisiana. I've been out there with that boy Exclusive. We was out there, and that shit's pretty dope out there. I like. Yeah. It reminds me of Texas too, because it's pretty close to Texas.
That's facts. Yeah. And shoot, from. Because what was the last time we did a podcast?
Shit, it's probably like over a year ago. Or it was the one with Tamara, but that one was... Or for Steve's, but that one was for his shit. But it was been over a year ago, probably.
Yeah.
I don't know.
I say, funny story. When we dropped the first podcast that we did, right?
Oh, yeah, the first one.
I probably bring this up every time we do the podcast, but it's hella funny because, bro, I pulled up to his house because we were doing a podcast with you and Jay Rico.
Yeah.
And then, cause I had class with him before, type shit.
Yeah. So that, the river, college.
And then where it went from that, and then oh shit, let's do a podcast. And Cudi start shooting music videos after that. To be at this point is crazy.
Yeah, for real.
I feel like that, from that point to now, and just looking back for you, from your experience, what has been, I guess, like, what, if you gave, like, one word for every year from, like, from that point to now, what would you say? So, like, the first year, that was LA trip.
One word for every year?
Yeah, what would you say? The LA trip. For, like, for that year. That was Steez's kickback. What else happened? Went to LA trip. What else happened that was big that year? Those big parties that we went to?
Yeah, hella parties that
Bring that mic closer.
Yeah, hella parties that Steez was throwing. Mm-hmm. Or Steez and some other guys, too. Yeah. Steez was promoting a lot of the shit. And yeah, it was a lot of parties. I mean, we just, we was outside a lot, just networking as much as we could. Mm-hmm. Just, you know, just going crazy. We're trying to go crazy every day, just making hella content and shit. It's like the start of it all, really. Because every trip we take, bro, I feel like we all progress every more, every time. Because every trip, you learn new experiences, you get new experiences, you learn from it, and then you see what you can do better on next time when it comes to talking to people or networking or just everything like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I feel like we definitely progress every time. We get more confidence every time. Mm-hmm. We're like, okay, we could really do this shit. Like, we went to Miami, we took that shit over. We went to Houston, crazy. We took that shit over.
Houston was crazy, too.
And then, yeah, we just take everything over every time.
Oh, good. No, that's facts. So, first year, what would you say?
First year. It was, you know, the start of it all. Shit. It was, yeah, the start. The beginning. The start. Humble beginnings.
Oh, yeah, humble beginnings. All right. And then number two, year two was, that was the L.A., New York.
Yeah, L.A., New York. It was, that year was probably an off year after everything, because the reason I say it was an off year was because that year we had girlfriends. We had serious girlfriends. Yeah. Me, you, Steez. And you know, we were talking about this earlier. Girls be holding you back, bro.
Yeah, like, damn, that's crazy to think that was that year, huh? Yeah,
so that year was probably the slowest year out of all of them. But we were still going crazy, though. Even with girlfriends and everything like that, we were still pushing. Like every day.
I forgot everybody was cuffed up.
Yeah, we were all cuffed up, but now we're all pretty much single.
Damn.
So yeah, that was that year. I say that year is a year of progressions. You know, every year is a year of progressions, but that one, it was like a slow progression, probably. Yeah. We're still pushing it though, but not as much as we are now.
And then when was that Mosey shoot? Was it that year?
Might have been. I really don't know. It's all a fucking, like, blur in my
head. Let's see. Because I'm trying to see when we started all this shit, because...
We'll start the interviews, yeah.
Chris Shitty's been there from the beginning. We're going to see.
Should we tell him the story about how we started the interviews?
Yeah, so, yeah. Give him the backstory, because...
Okay, the backstory for it, so...
Well, I'll look for it real quick.
So, Manzano Bros invited me to a shoot, a real club music video shoot for Lil Mosey and 28 Ave. It was like in Seattle, shooting Seattle. They invited me, and I was like, okay, I invited Barada.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, we was shooting. You know, we seen Lil Mosey there because, you know, he's obviously part of the fucking, you know, the shoot, part of the song and shit. So I went up to Barada. I said, yo, bro, since I know you do the podcast and shit, I was like, bro, just do like an interview with him on the spot type shit. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'll record you and everything. Just go up to him, you know, ask him to do an interview, and then just ask him some simple shit.
Yeah.
And then that's when you started. What does Seattle need in the music scene?
Yeah, that staple. That staple fucking question, man. Yeah.
Some people love that shit. Some people hated that shit.
For real.
But it was
that was a funny ass fucking era, bro.
That was the start of the interviews right there.
So it said. So I sent. Searched up the post. August 2022. So that was after we got back from the trips. Damn. At least we started that. I'll say. That was a good idea, like, good start for the idea that shit that ended up being what it is now, you know?
Yeah.
Who would have known?
Who would have known it would take us to places, though?
No, like, real dude. Like, that was a fucking genius idea, yeah. I feel like, bro.
Just because of that shit, bro, we got sponsored by Infused.
Yeah.
Fucking got invited to a bunch of events.
Yeah.
Because of both of our skills put together.
Mm-hmm. Who'd you say... Out of all the people that I interviewed or that we interviewed and shit, who would you say was your favorite And who is someone that you didn't think that we're gonna interview?
Who I didn't think we're gonna interview? I mean, I never thought we would have interviewed fucking Suki with a good Coochie. Yeah. That's probably the craziest one out of all of them, because
that was a crazy
in terms of, you know, status levels, she's probably the most highest status of all the people, huh?
No,
or besides the Seahawks.
Yeah, Tariq Woodland. Yeah. But
and Cliff Averill too, right?
I feel like these stories aren't even told. Like, we don't even tell them the backstories of it, because I feel like if Cuddy's do all the shit that, like, all the backstories on every interview, it's actually crazy, I feel like, bro.
Yeah, we might as well tell them the one with Suki with the good Coochie.
Let's tell them. So, give them the breakdown. What happened?
All right, so we was in Miami with Prince Mas G's. This was this past summer in August, I think, right? August?
Or was it July, beginning of July.
Okay, beginning of July. So, yeah, we was in Miami with Prince Mas G. Shout out that bro.
Mm-hmm.
No, he's a real one.
And, shout out Mas G's, on God.
Yeah, he's a real one. And we was over there. We was, like, on the little strip that everybody be on, Ocean Drive,
yeah.
And there's, like, a bunch of clubs on that strip, a bunch of people outside all the time on that strip. That strip is hella active. If you go to Miami, you know, go to Ocean Drive and shit. Mm-hmm. That shit is too active. There's people everywhere outside, just boom, a bunch of little clubs and little bars, restaurants and shit. And then, yeah, we was outside the little club. We seen Suki. And then you just started walking up to her. I was like, okay, yep. Just go ahead, bro. Do your thing, bro. I was just following up behind you. So he just walked right up to her. Like, oh, yep, you trying to do an interview real quick? She said, yep, it was good real quick. Yep, right here. And then, yeah, just did it right there.
Hey, she was actually, like, one thing I noticed about just going up to people asking for an interview, I feel like a lot of people, for the most part, if you just treat people like regular people on some shit, I feel like they reciprocate the energy. Yeah. As long as you're just not being, like, a dick about anything, you know?
Yeah, you just come up to them with just positive energy. You're going to get positive energy back for the most part.
Yeah, unless, for the most part. And if it's not your time, it's not your time, I feel like.
It's like with Nav, we try to get Nav real quick. Because he was also walking in the club, too. But his little security team, they was like, oh, we'll do it later, whatever.
Yeah.
They was, like, in a rush. So, you know, we can't try to force anything.
Yeah, that night, shit, who else? Because we seen, I forgot what club it was called, you remember?
I forgot the club name, but there was a lot of celebrities in that shit. Suki, fucking Nav, fucking
JT from the City Girls shit.
Yeah,
she was there too.
There's hella celebrities in there. What the
fuck? Yeah, that's because that was, what, Rolling Loud weekend, though.
Yeah, so there's a bunch of celebrities out there during that time.
Because I feel like the Miami trip itself, though, with Mas G's, Ellis.
Oh, yeah, Ellis was there too. Shout out Ellis.
That shit was crazy. And J Go. Shout out J Go too.
J Go too. Shout out that boy
that
too.
That shit was that.
Yeah, shout out Yo the Joker too. And Rosa Baby too.
Rosa Baby. Yeah.
They both showed love to us. You know, when we was in LA, you know, we did a video with both of them because we met them at the little concert. And then we're like, okay, we try to network with everybody. So,
yeah.
We try to tap in with them. Yeah, just try to shoot a little video out there. And yeah, we ended up doing it.
Yeah.
So, yeah, shout out to them for, you know, showing love to us. Yeah.
One thing that's crazy, I remember that we were talking about this in when we were in Miami too, because it was after one of the shows. You remember we started doing interviews with one. We did it with one person though, real quick. Actually, I think I asked. So the game plan, actually, I remember. We're at Mas G's show. They have a little stage. What's it called? Fatboy Rhymer's show. He was throwing some shit, right?
Yeah.
There's hella artists, I remember, and I was just like, damn. Let me just post them on the Instagram. Give them a shout out. Boom, boom, boom.
Yeah.
Got their Instagram like that, right? And then after that, I was like, oh, shit. You want to do an interview with a couple people? And then I think I only asked like a couple people. But then what ended up happening was when we went outside, the show ended up being done. And then, bro, when we were doing the first interview, second interview, after like the second or third one, I remember I looked around because I had sunglasses on because of the light. You had the fucking light, so I had the sunglasses. And I took them off for a little bit, and I see there's a whole crowd behind. Remember?
A whole line
that
of people.
Shit was crazy. I was like, oh, shit.
Everybody was just lining up to get interviews just after you did the first one. Yeah. Everybody's like, oh, what's going on? Yeah, boom. Let me get an interview too. Oh, yeah. I got next. Yeah.
I feel, bro.
2K.
We should be doing that, like, everywhere, I feel like. Like, if we go to, like, I think that's one thing. Yeah. If we did some shit, like, in Seattle, we did some shit like that. Bro, you hear that too, right?
Yeah, is there a rat in the ceiling or some shit? The fuck? Sounds like there's a rat in there.
Oh no, that's what I'm saying, bro.
Maybe it's a bird. Alright, fucking just keep going. Some guy's distracting.
No, yeah. But Miami was a crazy trip.
Yeah. And what people don't know, bro, is if you show love to people, bro, that's the key to success. Because if you show love, then you're going to get it back. So just show love to everybody you meet, no matter, you can't shit on anybody because you don't know what they could bring you in the future. They could bring you connections, opportunities in the future. So you got to be humble at all times, show people genuine love at all times, and you'll be good.
And from your experience, though, being in different states and you being a videographer, so you kind of get a different, like, perspective, at least with the music, right? Or the music scene, you say. Because you got a different, like, position for it rather than just a rapper, engineer, producer.
Yeah.
What do you think, like, do you think Seattle has its... Or what do you think about Seattle's, like, how people be hating and shit?
How they be hating? I mean, every city be hating, bro. It's not just Seattle, you know? Every city be hating on each other because they want to be better than each other. They got egos. But that's why when you go to another state, nobody knows you. That's why they be showing love to you because they don't even know you. They're like, oh, fuck, I'm going to show love to this guy. I don't even know him. You know, he seems pretty cool. But if they're already in the city, they already know you, then it's like, bro, they got some sort of envy towards you.
That is, I think that's, you hit that spot on, low-key.
Yeah.
After I think about it,
Yeah, bro. That's how it be. The seven deadly sins, the ego, pride, all that shit, bro.
Yeah.
Gotta stop that shit.
Bro. I think it is kind of crazy, though. It's like, I don't know. I feel like Seattle, especially, though, I feel like there's extra haters out here, though.
You think so?
I don't know. Maybe it's because you're right, though, because when we're out of state, Cudi show love, like, crazy love, I feel like.
Yeah, I mean, we don't experience what it's like living in a different state. Like, they could be hating on each other, too. They probably are. Come on now. Like,
people. I mean, that's what, I feel like that's what everybody did say. At least in the interviews back in the day when we said, what does your hometown need, you know, for the music scene? And everybody's like, oh, come together.
Because even in, like, St. Louis and shit, they was saying, like, they'd be hating on each other, too. Because we were talking when we were in Texas, we're staying with some dudes from St. Louis when we just went with Steez and Chris. Yeah, some dudes from St. Louis. Shout out Mo P and all them, all the TAP team members and everything like that. Yeah, they're from St. Louis and they be talking about, we're talking about the music scene with them too. And they're saying the same shit as Seattle. Just everybody needs to stop hating on each other and shit like that.
Yeah. I don't know what's going to happen, bro. I feel like, I mean, because you've been in, how long have you been doing music videos for?
It's like 2019 now.
So I feel like we came up in the same era in a sense, right? Like 2018, 2019, 2020, like around that time.
Yeah.
What do you think the Seattle music scene needs? What do you think, bro?
Probably just like a real media platform to get heard, like worldwide, globally. Like, you know, just a media platform. For people to hear the shit, everything. I mean, we got like Dub C and shit, and we got no guidance, but that only people in Seattle know about that shit. They don't know about it like outside of Seattle, really.
Yeah, I think, bro. A part of me is thinking like we should be taking some trips, like just going like a tour, like real clip, kind of like what you guys did.
Yeah.
Imagine if we just hit different, like we just filled up the gas, boom, boom. We just don't worry about where we're about to sleep, just hit the road. One for like 3 months, or not even 3 months, maybe a month, and just go different, you know, different states. And then, if even we're just gonna double back, if they want us back, right? Imagine we go somewhere, LA wants us, Houston wants us again, Miami, we got plays in Miami or some shit, and then we just do a tour,
going around the whole world and shit, driving around the whole,
because like nobody's really doing it, I feel like, and I feel like the skill set that we have is its own too. You know, I don't think a lot of people are going to be able to shoot music videos on the road and get, you know, like that's some shit we could be making bread on the side too.
Yeah, for sure.
Like do that, interviews.
That's like a nomad type of lifestyle. Like a nomad shit. You don't even have a crib. You just fucking.
No crib, just fucking.
Out the car or hotel, apartment, or,
Because I feel like, bro, we got to do something crazy, something like. Like I thought about it. And I was talking to Kobe, like, recently, I feel like I've been comfortable, bro, for a minute.
Yeah, definitely.
Fuck, bro. Like, I feel like we should be doing shit, like, we should be moving. Like, you know how you're talking about we had girls on the second year, year two. That we should be pushing even harder now, I feel like.
Not for sure. Obviously, shit.
No, I think it's good, though. Here, let me tap it. Oh, shit. Oh, no, this year, bro. It's only February, but it's almost February's almost done, bro.
Yeah, this year, 2024. I'll be forgetting we're in 2024, bro, to be honest. I'll be thinking it's still 2023.
For it being only 2 months, or damn near, it's almost end of February. Looking back at those 2 months, what do you think you could have done better on it? What do you think you did good on, too?
Okay. I think I did good on making a lot of content. You know, definitely filmed a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. A lot of shit that hasn't released yet. But I need to work better on the time management, though, because I got all this content, but not enough time to edit all this shit, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, I got so much shit just piled up. Like, fuck, bro. Mm-hmm. I only got so much time to edit. And to edit, it'd be taking a hell of time. So it's like, damn. I gotta manage the time better, whether it's waking up earlier or, waking up early and all that. Mm-hmm. Gotta manage that time better.
Yeah. I heard you. One thing I'd say, though, that was like, I don't know if you noticed this, and I think we talked about it before, but whenever we're out of state, I feel like we make more moves in like a week than we do for a month here sometimes.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, sometimes it'd be pretty hectic here, too. Like this past weekend.
Yeah.
We was doing shit the whole weekend. Fuck.
Yeah. Tell them what this week looked like for you, bro.
Yeah. Okay. So.
On a
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday was where everything happened. You know, the weekend started. Mm-hmm. Before that, we were just chilling. But yeah, Thursday, you know, SDK Thursday, boom. Mm-hmm. Every Thursday, shout out SDK. Mm-hmm.
Johannes.
Yeah, Johannes. Shout out Johannes too, man. Mm-hmm. That boy been showing us mad love ever since the day we met him.
Oh, God, every time.
He been taking us to all these events, just plugging us in, everything, bro. Mm-hmm. Just, that boy's real genuine, bro. Just showing us mad love since the moment, bro. Like, what? It's crazy. Bless him.
And that's from what? SDK is from like 10 or 8? Yeah, 10.
Yeah, I think it started really at 10 p.m.
10 to like 2, right?
To like 10 1 to 1. 2, yeah.
Yeah, 10 to 1.
So we was filming that. Mm-hmm. And then Friday was the Y2K with the Colin for real. That's it. That was Friday.
Yeah.
And then Saturday, yesterday, I filmed a video as well in Seattle. It was like really late night. I was like, it was like 2 a.m. I was filming the video at 2 a.m.
Damn.
Because I was just out in Seattle, just kicking it with some friends. And then LeBron Javon hit me. He was like, oh, yeah, if you want to pull up real quick, get some quick scenes. I was like, yeah, it was good. Because I'm already in Seattle. So it's like, he had a hotel and shit in Seattle. So I was like, yeah. Nope. I was right there. So, yeah.
Heard you. Damn.
And yeah, today now, boom, Sunday.
Now he got a podcast shoot. Yeah, this could use all the move, bro.
And I hit the gym earlier, too, before this. You know, at the gym, gotta get the mind right, get the body right.
Mm-hmm.
At the steam room.
Mm-hmm.
The steam room, shout out the steam room. Yeah. That should be nice. That's so nice.
And for all the people that don't know, what's your workout regimen? Like, what's a good workout with Chris City?
The workout shit, just warm up with stretching. Mm-hmm. You know, get some warm up with like maybe some pull ups, maybe some push ups. You know, just get the body warmed up. And then, yeah, it depends on what body part you're hitting. Usually I hit, like, back and biceps one day, shoulders the next day, chest and triceps the next day, legs the next day. And then, yeah, just rotate all the body parts out.
Mm-hmm.
Focus on, like, 2 body parts a day.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, just hit it as hard as you can, shit, until you can't feel it no more. So, yeah.
That's crazy, man.
And then, yeah, oh, yeah.
Hit and then the you just wake up like this, bro. You just wake up like this.
You wake up, you just swole. Try to eat as much as you can, too.
Yeah.
But don't be a fat ass, though.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, and yeah, hit the sauna and steam room at the end of the workouts to cool down. And then, yeah, take a cold shower afterwards when you get home. Yeah, so.
Heard you. And what's something, because this is a question by Fred. Shout out, Fred. What's something that you do, like, on your off time that not a lot of people would think that you might enjoy or find joy in?
Probably just like maybe like going out into the nature, maybe going on hikes, swimming if it's in, you know, the summertime, swimming. I like to swim. I guess play video games.
Shit. I don't know. What's your games right now? You're playing?
I mean, to be honest, I don't really play that much video games.
Mm-hmm.
I just play. There's this new one actually called like Paw World.
Mm-hmm.
It's like a 3D, like it's kind of like Pokemon, but it's not actually Pokemon. But they like ripped off Pokemon, but it's like Rust and Pokemon combined. So you like, it's like a survival game. Like you build like your little base and shit with your friends. And then there's also like Pokemon out in the world. You can capture them and like use them. Oh, and like just build base and shit like that. It's pretty dope.
I'm trying to think. I don't think I heard of that game yet.
Yeah, it's pretty new. My boy Ted put me on. And then we just been playing there. Me, Ted, Joaquin, and all them.
So it's online?
Yeah, it's on Steam. Or it's on a computer.
Oh, we computer.
On a computer.
Oh, I heard you.
But I think it's on Xbox and shit too.
No, we'll see.
I think so. Yeah, I think it is.
Yeah.
It's pretty dope, yeah. I'm playing that shit recently.
Mm-hmm. And but, so.
But I try not to play video games that often because, you know, it's also a waste of time too.
Mm-hmm. What are, okay, then you say, or what are some things that, I guess, some habits you had back in the day that was like a, you look back at it now and you say it's a waste of time?
Definitely video games, bro. I used to play video games all day when I got back from school. Just because, bro, there's nothing else to do. You know, we weren't doing this shit. So I was like, bro. What are you going to do, right, as a kid? Like, come on now.
That is crazy, yeah.
What the fuck are you going to do? Just maybe go outside, ride your bike and shit. And then play video games. That's about it. What else could you do, right?
Yeah.
As a kid.
Unless you're really a kid hustler.
We weren't taught that shit. We weren't taught what to do, bro. We just living, bro. Just trying to figure shit out, bro. Like, weren't taught as a kid. Oh, yeah, you should do this. Start up some business shit or whatever, you know?
Imagine, bro, just being
traveling. Yeah, right.
That would be funny, bro.
God.
Bro. Looking back at school, though, what would you say? Was there, like, a defining moment that made you, I guess, like, act the way you act right now?
A defining moment?
Yeah, like some shit.
Not really, bro. Just, nah, not really.
Like, there's a revenge story, like, somebody, some girl shorty broke your heart, be like, man, fuck that bitch, I'm gonna love
I mean, I did get cheated on with my first girlfriend.
Damn.
In, yeah, in high school. My first girlfriend in high school, that shit was pretty tough. She was sucking someone else's dick. I was like, fuck, bro. And then my friends told me she was sucking someone else's dick, I was like, bro.
Oh.
I was like, it's hot, Cuddy. I started going to the gym and shit after that. I was like, yeah, fuck this bitch, Cuddy. This damn. Fucking bitch, bro, sucking some dick. Fuck damn. This bitch, bro.
Yeah, that's crazy. Damn.
Yeah, bro. So after that, I just try to just focus on myself after that. Yeah, focus on myself after that shit. Fuck that shit.
Damn.
That's when I realized bitches ain't shit.
Oh, fuck. And after that, this Cuddy just been on demon
shit. Yeah, after that, I've been on demon shit.
Bro, short, bro. I don't think Cuddy's know. We go to different states. Kid Steve's could attest to this, too. We go anywhere, bro. Bro. Just play back the footage right now. The weather in H-Town, bro. That shit was hella funny, too. Yeah. Cuddy just be getting shorties, bro. It's funny as fuck, bro.
Bro, I don't know why these shorties love me so much, bro.
Bro.
Like, I don't even be doing nothing, bro. I just be sitting there. These shorties just fall in love with me, bro.
That should be the funniest shit, bro.
I don't even be doing shit. I just be chilling. And then they just be macking on me, really. I don't even got a mac. They just try to mac on me.
Yeah, that should be funny.
That shit happens a lot.
All the, bro, the Cuddy's, like, all the other, like, homies to be like, bro, Chris City be getting all the bitches, bro. It's that little funny.
Like, hey, every time I see you, I always get a bitch, bro. Like, what?
Yeah.
I'm like, bro,
they be booty her. They be like, damn, bro. We be like, you.
Like, damn, give me some bitches. I'm like, fuck, bro. I don't know,
it's
bro.
Like, I don't know how to lob, bro.
Yeah. I mean, I do be throwing lobs, too, to my homies, too.
Yeah, but sometimes you can't secure it, bro.
Yeah, sometimes you can't finish it. No, it's all dumb, yeah.
Yeah.
They gotta really pull their bag out.
For real. Bro, I feel like that's one thing that's been funny, bro.
Huh?
That what I notice sometimes, like, you know, sometimes you got homies, and then it's like some of the homies don't know how to talk to shorties sometimes. And they just be like, damn.
Or they'd be scared to talk to the shorties.
Yeah, I'd be like, damn.
Oh, you go first. I'd be like, trying to encourage him, like, oh, go back on her real quick.
Yeah.
He's like, oh, no, you go, bro, you go. I'm like, bro, what? Come on now.
Yeah, because at the end of the day, bro, like, you're never going to see these shorties again, for the most part, unless, like, okay, say you go to school with them or some shit, then, yeah, you might see them and, yeah, whatever, but if you're, I feel like if we're, like, when we're out, like, or whatever, event, club, or whatever, bro, you're not going to see them again, bro.
Yeah, most likely not, so.
Unless they be there.
Yeah.
And at that point, often. Then you should have never been with her at the first place, bro, like, you know?
She's a little club tutor.
Yeah.
But, yeah, just can't be scared, bro, just got to have the confidence in yourself.
Mm-hmm.
But I mean, I understand it takes a lot of work to get there, though. Like, I wasn't always confident, you know. When I was younger, I was, you know, pretty antisocial.
Mm-hmm.
I wasn't really talking to nobody at all, just my own little friend group, just not really talking to nobody, bro. People mm-hmm. always ask me, bro, why are you so quiet, bro? Like, you know, be talking. Mm-hmm. Like, bro, what? What is there to say? Come on mm-hmm. now. Like, what am I going to talk to you for? What the fuck? Man, why are you so quiet? I don't know. Fuck you, bro.
Yeah. That's facts, bro.
Like, not no rooster, but I'm just like, you know, sometimes there's nothing to say. Like, you just mm-hmm. got to sit there, observe shit. Yeah.
Yeah. And plus, I feel like it goes back to even be at a point where it's just like sometimes, like, you might not have the confidence for some, like, to go up to people like that or whatever.
Yeah.
And it just, I feel like you have to be in that position, though, to even want to get out of it, you know?
Oh, yeah. Because
some people, like, might not even see that as a threat. But I'll say, if you want to help yourself in, like, in real life situations and just, like, confidence boost, because it even comes down to just going up to any random person, because it's like, I feel like sometimes you make it hard for yourself. Say you go to the baddest shorty
yeah.
and you freeze, right? Like, of course you might freeze, bro. Like, unless you're really just him, bro, right? Yeah. But, like, go on a set, just go up to, like, some random person and be like, oh, how's your day? Awesome shit.
Yeah,
if you want to build up your confidence, I feel like, you know?
Yeah. Or just practice having conversations with people. Like, oh, you don't got to be like, you know, like you said, don't got to be a bad shorty. Just
yeah, just talk to anybody.
Yeah, just talk. Just practice talking, because at the end of the day, spitting game is just talking. Like just having simple conversation skills.
Yeah. And having, actually having the skills, like you said.
Just starting convos, asking questions, you know, asking them about themselves,
mm-hmm.
making them feel comfortable with you.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with business, bro. Like if you're trying to, like, risen up a shorty or... Not risen up, but you know, talking to like a business partner, trying to secure a business deal. It's mm-hmm. the same thing. Like you ask them about their business, or you mm-hmm. ask a shorty about her life. So it mm-hmm. goes hand in hand.
This could make the parallel. He's not lying. That is true, actually.
It is. Like if you risen up a client and be mm-hmm. like, oh, yeah, you know, I could get you a little deal right now if going mm-hmm. on for 500, blah, blah, blah. You know?
No, that's true.
Just risen them up.
It's true.
Not sexually, but,
risen
them up financially.
Yeah. I mean, shit. All of it. It's crazy. America, I noticed, like, we just sell shit everywhere. Everything's to sell, bro.
Sell everything.
Man. They got shorties on OnlyFans.
For real. That's a crazy one.
Bro. Damn. Shit's crazy. 2024, bro. What'd you say are some goals that you got for this year?
Some goals? Shit. Definitely, like, drop more vlogs and everything like that.
Mm-hmm.
I want to drop more vlogs. Because I got a lot in the vault.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll draw more vlogs. Just make more money.
Mm-hmm.
Stay fit. Stay active. Stay healthy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Solid one. Bro, I feel like... Bro, you got to drop hella vlogs, bro.
Yeah, I definitely got hella shit to drop, bro.
Like, I feel like even just this week, think about it.
Yeah, this week.
Like, you guys heard already. He did SDK, Callen, video shoot, and then the music video shoot, and then he had the podcast today. Like, that's already some shit that you could... A weekend right there, just post a vlog right there.
Yeah, the weekend right there.
That's already one whole vlog itself.
Yeah. I got some weekends like that, too, that are pretty crazy.
Yeah.
That are in the vault still.
So, we got to
get to it.
I feel like that's something that I think we both should do. Because, bro, we be out already. And it's like, might as well show people what we be doing. Like, let them see the work that we're doing, at least for the most part, because...
Mm-hmm. We got to document everything.
Yeah, for real. Social media, bro.
Yeah, because we on a social media game, whether we like it or not. You know, I didn't really like social media at first.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to never post myself because, you know, I wasn't confident to post myself, bro. Like, I was like, bro, what? I'm not going to post myself. I just post, like, my work, and then... Yeah.
Yeah.
But then someone told me that you got to be an entity yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So you got to, promote yourself and market yourself.
Yeah.
Even Steve's be telling us that shit all the time. He's like, mm-hmm. bro, you got to do this social media shit. Can't mm-hmm. do it halfway.
Mm-hmm.
That's what Steve's always be saying to us, bro. Be trying mm-hmm. to inspire us.
Yeah.
Like, you got to post every day. Post, you know, everything.
Mm-hmm.
Just document people. Show people what you're doing.
Mm-hmm.
Show people you're outside and working. Just show people you're working, really.
Mm-hmm. And like he says, it's only going to get harder because at this point, with, you know, technology is going to advance and all this shit, like, you're going to have kids that are already going to be doing it or growing up with the shit that we kind of just, like, didn't have type shit. So it's like...
Yeah, because you didn't have technology and shit.
Yeah, and it's like, think about Steph Curry. He's the first one to do all these three-pointers. Now you got all these kids shooting threes. in the you know, at the gym now. So it's just like, bro, same shit. We gotta adapt. That's some shit Kobe was talking about too. He was like, you just gotta be ahead of everybody else, or else you're gonna be left in the past. That's one thing. So it's like right now we gotta be pivoting and just like looking at the game board, bro. On some shit, I feel like.
Okay.
Got a scheme again.
They definitely got a scheme. Come up with some new plans, because we can't be doing the same shit every time. Yeah. We're not gonna be doing music videos when we're fucking 30 years old and shit. We gotta go into new avenues, new businesses, explore, venture out into new different shit.
Yeah.
Because we gotta expand. We can't stay level. We gotta stay on the rise to the moon.
No, that's facts. Shit.
Yeah.
Is there about to be another Real Clip tour this year?
Shit. We were talking about it a little bit. We haven't really planned it out too much, but it's been in the talks, but yeah. I don't know yet. It all just depends on everybody's situation, like, during that time. If everybody's good and everything like that. Because honestly, with Real Clip, bro, we haven't really been talking to each other that much, bro. We've just been kind of doing our own thing.
Yeah, damn.
We haven't really been collabing or, like, doing nothing together no more. Haven't just been talking to each other, bro. Like, fuck.
Bro, I feel like we gotta build the community back up. Like, you know, like, I think at the end of the day, like, it comes back to community. At least in the Seattle shit. Because if these are the people that we're gonna be working with, we should be able to see each other type shit, you know? And yeah. We should schedule out this shit, because... Yeah. Or else we're just going to be trying to eat each other alive, bro. Literally, it's going to be dog eat dog, bro. It's going to be like, oh, no, I'm trying to work with him. No, put him on. No, you know, gatekeeping shit.
Yeah. I noticed more people have been trying to bring the community together. No. Like, Stunna have been trying a little bit.
And I think the SDK shit, too, the Johannes shit.
Yeah, they've been trying to bring people together. Like, Bianca and all them, they've been trying to get all the influencers pull up every Thursday and just, you know, have a good time, eat, drink, have a good time.
That's facts. I feel like, bro, we gotta do some shit. We gotta think of some shit new this year.
Yeah, definitely some new shit. I'm trying to start like a new little series, like a new little YouTube series or something. I haven't figured out what it is yet. I mean, I know we did a workout shit, but we only did one episode.
Damn, bro, fuck, we folded.
We need to do more of those.
Folded.
I still haven't even edited the full vlog yet, because I just got so much fucking other shit I gotta edit, bro.
Bro.
The John Thomas vlog. So yeah, we definitely gotta do more workout videos, like, with rappers. That shit's pretty cool, because nobody works out with rappers, bro.
Yeah.
That's a new little series we could do that could be monumental.
I feel like what we could do is just this too, bro. Imagine if we just do a weekly vlog. Or not a vlog, weekly podcast shit. Yeah, because if we were just locked in that day too.
Yeah.
Because
we could do vlog plus podcast or some shit.
Yeah.
I don't know, something like that.
I mean, vlog would just be incorporated, bro. Because I told Kobe... Or because we were talking about some goals. I know I'm not supposed to share with hella people, but I know one of them, I'm going to say one of them, dropped 40 pieces of content by end of 2 months. So 60 days, I got to drop 40 pieces.
Mm.
So whether it be like some clips that I chopped up or whatever, it got to be content we're posting. So 40 pieces. So it's been 2 days. I already posted two. So it's one. If I do, you just got to scheme it out. Whatever goals that you got, one thing I'll say, you set a goal, figure out how you're going to get to achieve it. Just put some check boxes, whether it be on some simple shit. If your goal is to make your bed, you got to make sure that, shit, you're in the room. Like, as simple as that, just be in the room, get your bed. Like, on some real minuscule things, but if you do that on a piece of paper and you see what you got to do, bro, as long as you do step one, the step one's going to lead to two and three and four and five.
Mm-hmm.
If you're just disciplined, then, like, and it's only going to take, say, 5 minutes, 10 minutes, whatever it is, right? And it's all the law of, what is it, accumulation. Everything that you do is all going to add up at the end of the day, you know? Yeah,
you just got to manifest, bro. Just manifest, because you could really become anything you want to.
Mm-hmm.
As long as, you know, you really put your mind to it, you write it down on a piece of paper, you see yourself in that position.
Mm-hmm.
And then you work in, but you actually have to put the work in too until you get to that position, because you can't just manifest and not put no work in, because you can manifest, pray, everything like that, but if you're not actually going to put the work in and do the shit that you want to do, then you're not going to get nowhere. What?
That's true.
But if you really manifest and you really truly want it, then you can do it.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's the reason why I think we're both even in the position where we're at now.
Yeah, hell you know? Yeah. We all manifested this shit. We all did.
Yeah. And that's because that's one thing I say. Like, if you're around people with like-mind ideas of where you're trying to go together, in a sense, and you're with them, like, a lot. Like, they say the five closest people is who you are, right? But it was just, like, I feel like at one point I was with you, with Cartesian, with Steez, with just, like, people that's trying to do shit. And that's what pushed me to even go further where I was at, you know?
Yeah, hell yeah.
And
it's definitely good to have those people like that around you, because they motivate you, yeah. They help you, they push you to be better every day.
Yeah, and plus it's, like, for the most part, it's, like, one thing I noticed, too, it's, like, I don't know if you noticed, like, do you think the more you, or I guess they say as an artist, right, the more you get into this music shit or whatever, that not a lot of people understand, like, what you're going through type of shit. So say, like, for videographer terms, the more you get advanced in this videographer, like, lingo itself, the stress that brings you, you could only relate to, or, like, other videographers, you know?
Yeah.
That should be crazy sometimes. It's like, damn, cuties don't even understand.
I don't know. That should be stressful, bro. Uh-huh. That shit real stressful. Like, you gotta really hustle this shit, bro. Like, because with an entrepreneur lifestyle, you know, you don't know when you're gonna get paid next. It's like, fuck, you're always on the edge. Like, fuck, I gotta get a client. I gotta get paid, bro. Mm-hmm. Or else you can't pay your bills. You can't do nothing, bro.
Yeah.
So you're like, fuck, every day you gotta hustle, bro, just until you get a client, just hit people up, just want to do a video, take a deal, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
And then, yeah, they don't know that it'd be fucking just stressful as fuck, bro.
Yeah. They don't know especially that side,
people,
yeah.
If people don't pay on time and everything like that, it's like, fuck, you know?
Yeah.
They don't know the struggle side of it.
Yeah.
They just see the video and they're like, damn, this shit's fucking filthy, but they don't know, like, the what really goes into it. Yeah. Like, you pull up to a dangerous-ass fucking location, fucking sketchy-ass shit, people with guns and shit, fucking, you know, you could be in anywhere, like crackheads everywhere and shit. Like,
that's true.
Fuck. And then we'll find this equipment on you too.
Yeah.
Hopefully you don't get robbed and shit.
Yeah, God. That too, on the back of your mind, yeah.
Like, fuck. There'd be a lot going into it, bro. Yeah. And then not to mention the countless hours spent editing that shit too.
Yeah.
I should be going a lot into that shit too.
For real. What would you say has been your favorite shoot?
My favorite shoot?
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say probably all the shoots in Miami, bro, probably.
Yeah, those would be crazy. Just
pulling up to the clubs and shit, going crazy.
The Mos G's music video, whenever that comes out.
Yeah, still haven't dropped that. That didn't even
drop yet?
Yeah, I don't know.
I'm pissed.
He dropped the promo on Instagram a while ago. The video's been done for a while. But
that video was hard, too.
That video was hard. When that shit finally drops, you know. I got a lot of shit with Mos G's I haven't dropped yet, but, you know, just stay tuned for those.
Damn, he be gatekeeping as much as, like...
Yeah, he be gatekeeping all his content. But he's just waiting for the right timing.
Yeah.
Right.
But he's a hustler, though.
Yeah, he'll definitely be hustling for sure.
Yeah.
That's why, you know, people got a lot going on, so it's hard to... It's hard to balance everything sometimes.
Yeah, no. That's why, I mean, like you said, it comes back to time management, I feel like. Yeah, you know, for... Management. I feel like the thing in life, I guess, like, I mean, shit, I'm 23 now, so it's just like, you know, we're both 23, yeah, so it's like, 22. Damn, we gotta take advantage of this time. I feel like, I don't know, like, when you hit 23, did you feel like, damn, like,
I'm getting old, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, hell yeah. 23 is a crazy age.
Yeah, because.
It's old to me.
This shit's just gonna keep on going. Like, for one, that was like, you know, like, that was on my mind. I was like, damn, life's just gonna keep on going, you know?
Yeah, never thought I would hit 23. Never thought I would see this day, bro.
Yeah, and then...
It's just crazy to think about, like, we're 23. Like, I remember I was just fucking, like, 16 not too long ago.
Yeah.
Remember that shit, like, it was yesterday. I was just 13, fucking 10 years old not too long ago.
Yeah, it's crazy. Bro, 2014 was 10 years ago. 2014 was 10 years ago. That's crazy to think. Because 2014, we were in, like, middle school, 8th grade.
Yeah. I still remember that shit too, like it was yesterday, bro.
That shit wild.
That shit is crazy to think about, because it's really getting old.
Mm-hmm. Bro.
Sooner or later, we're going to be OGs in this game sooner or later.
We're going to wake up tomorrow and be like...
We're going to be putting the youngins on.
What the fuck, we're here?
Bro, yeah. Oh, yeah, you need some help. I got you, boy. Just do this.
Yeah. I feel like that'd be a crazy time in our life too, though. At that point, I feel like that'd be so filthy to be like, be in the game for that long. You got so much knowledge that you could help people just to help everybody. You know, like that in a place that they might want to be.
We could be like mentors, or like leaders.
Yeah,
that's just lead people to the light, to the truth.
Yeah, for real. Yeah, that's facts. Yeah.
God, we could. We could be on some shit like that.
Yeah.
In the future, a couple of years, 10 years, or something, whatever.
Yeah, that's what shit. We never know where life's going to take us, huh? Shit.
We really don't. We're going to see what happens. We're going to see for sure.
Yeah. That is facts.
Mm-hmm.
And shit, I know we did some goals. But where do you want to see yourself in 5 years from now?
Shit, see myself in 5 years?
Mm-hmm.
Hopefully in 5 years, we're going to be dummy up. See, what can I say? We're going to be dummy up, bro. If we keep doing the shit we're doing right now,
mm-hmm.
But what? In 5 years? Come on now.
What aspects, though, would you say? Because, like, bro, I was thinking about it, too.
Every aspect. Every single aspect, we're gonna be aspect. Up in every aspect. All our attribute levels gonna go up. All our attributes, all our stats is gonna go up.
5 years.
In every aspect.
I mean, think about it. 5 years, what? 2029. Damn.
See,
almost
bro.
2030. Oh, yeah, we have to max out at that point.
We have to max out. We don't got too much time on our hands now. We
God. Go and crazy. Then by 5 years, we'll be 28.
Yeah, what the fuck?
Oh my god, we almost be 30. We'll be a midlife crisis. And I'm like,
we're gonna be old as fuck.
Bro, see.
We better be up at that time. Shit, if we're not, then fuck, I don't know what I'm doing in my life.
We're gonna be like,
I don't know what I'm doing in my life at that point.
Well, but, bro, yeah.
What? If we're not already up by then?
Yeah,
after all those years of grinding?
Yeah. Bro, it has to, because I don't know. Something in my head, bro, has been telling me, like, this shit is gonna pay off sooner or later. Like, I don't know what it is. Like, we've been, like, realistically,
I feel it too.
You know, like, from the first point that you started your music video shit, I started the audio engineering shit, recording, making music, to the point that we met, I think that was what, like, 2 years between?
Yeah, probably.
Right?
Started 2 years, yeah.
So it, like, solidified that you would do it on your own, you know? So it's like, okay.
Yeah, because we already been doing it on our own before,
you know,
we met
each other. Type shit. So that's at that point, it's like, okay, now we're at a point where we're like-minded people, right? Now we're at 2020, let's say 2021.
The universe has brought us together like that.
And then 2021, now it's 2024. We started like 2019, so like what, 5 years now? Damn, 5 years. They say a business needs, I think it was either 3 to 5 or 3 to 8 years. For it to pop off. But I think the thing is, bro, if we just keep on pushing all the shit that we've been doing, bro, I don't know what's gonna stop us, really, other than ourselves at that point.
For real.
Cause
I don't know either.
I think we just gotta keep on pushing content.
Of course, bro.
Fuck.
Of course. You already know that. Every day.
Fuck. This is literally what we talk about, like, every day, bro. Damn, we gotta fucking push content, bro.
Every day. Trying to scheme different shit.
Yeah.
That's why you gotta be scheming every day.
Think about your goals every day. If you're not, then it's just like you're gonna be stuck in a loop.
Yeah, and what are you doing, bro, realistically? If you're not thinking about your goals, thinking about what you're gonna do every day, then what are you doing, bro?
Yeah. Because then, at that point, you're just existing. And you're not... I don't know. I feel like a lot of people... I mean, at least... If you're watching this and you're, like, gonna be at least some sort of, like, you have some competence of, like, life and shit, I'm pretty sure you don't want to just be working every day. I mean, some people like it. I mean, I want to say working in a day as in, I meant, it's like, a 9-to-5 working. I meant, when I say, yeah, that's what I mean. I'm just not saying, like, what we're doing is not working. Because we are working, but it's more just, like, I guess it's
a different type of work.
Yeah, like a self-fulfilling work type of thing. Because I think that's what a lot of people I think are missing when they're growing up or when they're like as a kid for me, like, or even when I was in school or working these jobs when I was young, 16, 17, whatever I was doing. None of the jobs gave me like a satisfaction of, oh yeah, I'm doing shit with my life. Yeah. You know, like nobody works at fucking, when I used to, bro, I used to work at PacSun, 16 years old. There's no way I'm getting a fucking, what is it, like $13 an hour check looking at it and being like, oh yeah, this is what I'm gonna do for the rest of my life, you know? Yeah.
You just look at that shit, or every hour that you're at your job, bro, you're like, fuck this shit, bro.
Yeah.
It's like, fuck, is this really all life is good for, bro?
Yeah, see.
That's what I've been thinking, bro. Yeah. I'd be like, bro, are we really built on this planet just to work the shitty ass jobs, bro?
Yeah, no.
Come on now. There gotta be more to this than life than this, bro.
Yeah, see.
There gotta be more to this, bro.
Yeah.
There's no way you live every day, you go to your fucking job, and then you go home, bro. What type of life is that, bro?
Mm-hmm.
Realistically, bro. Come on. Who wants to do that shit, bro?
I feel like, and if you did, like, I mean, it's different for everybody's situation. I understand, like, if you have kids, you have to provide for them. Then I understand,
yeah,
you know?
It's different, yeah.
But, like, say on your own individual journey, in a sense of just, like, say you don't have to worry about, say, you don't got no kids, no girl. Say you're still in school or whatever.
Trying to figure life out.
And still trying to figure out life out, bro. I feel like the best thing, the best investment you do is just... just start spending time with yourself and ask yourself questions that you need to be that needs to be answered, for one.
Oh, yeah.
And start doing things that shit that you might like. You don't know.
Start trying,
you know?
Shit.
Like, even for Chris City, he started doing audio engineering, right?
Yeah, not the first. And
was that before doing videos?
No, it was first audio engineering.
Yeah, see? So I'm saying, like, you know, that ended up being what? Videography after.
Yeah.
Because Cuddy's was like, oh yeah, I need a videographer, bro. Right.
Let me break down that.
Yeah,
break
down
that story too. So it first started out in the basement, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's because of Chino, YK Chino. Shout out that boy YK Chino, you know. He was my neighbor growing up.
Mm-hmm.
Ever since I moved to Kent, you know, he's been my neighbor. So shout out that boy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, he just pulled up on us and he's like, fuck, I'm beefing with these cutties from school, bro. I'm trying to make a diss track on them. He's like, I'm trying to make a diss track. I was like, okay, shit, let's figure it out. Let's figure out how to make a song. Because he had the mic and everything. We had the computer. He had the mic.
Mm-hmm.
So he brought over his little mic setup and shit. And we're like, okay, let's figure this shit out. So we went on YouTube. We searched up, like, how to make a song.
Mm-hmm.
And they searched up. And we're like, okay, we found this program, Audacity.
Oh, yeah.
So we went to Audacity. And then we looked up some tutorials on Audacity. We seen some ugly-ass tutorials of this Cuddy doing some fucking vocal shit. It's like, autotune shit.
Mm-hmm.
Teaching us how to, like, mix and shit, basically.
Yeah.
So we're like, you know, just fucking around with it, trying to, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So he made a diss track, and then, you know, we just kept going. We're like, okay, this shit's kind of fun, you know. So we just kept fucking around, had some of our other homies come over.
Yeah.
Shout out. And then we started making music with our other homies, Trey Love, D Glizzy, Young Zay. Young Zay still makes music.
Mm-hmm.
And A Young too became an audio engineer too,
because
he seen us doing shit, and then he was like, and then he started trying it out too, you know. So we kind of inspired him to pursue his goal now, and now he's runs a successful business now.
Yeah.
So we inspired him, and then I was getting sidetracked. So yeah, we started making music, and then we had like a little group basically going on, like a little group, because we all went to the same school, Kent Ridge, or except for Zay, he pulled up on us later. He went to KM, but, we had a group, and then I was the audio engineer at first, but then A Young sort of took my position, because he kept going with the audio engineer shit, and he became hella filthy at it, hella fast.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, he got that shit on lock, right? I can't compete with him, because this boy is just too filthy already. So I'm not going to compete being an audio engineer with him, because we already got one.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm like, okay, what do we need now? Video content.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, okay, yep. Picked up the iPhone camera. Just shot them like a little album trailer, because they were about to drop an album. So, okay, we need content to promote this album, right?
Mm-hmm.
So, okay, boom, got the little iPhone, you know, shot some shit in the forest, the gas station, you know, just some quick shit.
Mm-hmm.
Threw some nice little edits on there using Premiere Pro. And then when I got into Premiere Pro, shit, I got that shit for free. I still, I shouldn't say that. It's not gonna say I still got it. When I first got Premiere Pro, I got that shit for free. I just looked up on YouTube how to get Premiere Pro for free.
Uh-huh.
And then eventually I kept trying shit until I finally cracked that shit and I got that shit for free. Because, you know, I was broke, bro. I'm not trying to pay for that shit.
Mm-hmm.
Fucking $20 a month? Fuck no. I'm not trying to pay for that shit.
For real.
So I got to get the shit for free.
Mm-hmm.
So I got that shit for free. Started editing my shit on there, looking at tutorials on YouTube. You know, how to edit a music video.
Mm-hmm.
Some cool effects. You know, look up some effects. And just start trying shit. Just start experimenting.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, picked up, you know, investing, buying equipment, buying cameras, lights and shit, everything you need.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, bro. That's how it started right there. Yeah. Started because making a diss track, YK Chino, eventually led to...
Ended up right being now. Chris City, bro.
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah, with the name too, I was plotting on the name. I think it was Trent that helped me come up with my name. Trent Love helped me come up with my name.
What were some other names that it could have been? You remember any?
Since we was looking at Lyrical Lemonade, right? And then he said the LL, two iterations. So I was like, okay. You know, my name's Krishna. So I was like, okay. I got to be someone with a C probably. Mm-hmm. So then I forgot what other names we were thinking of, but eventually led to Chris City. And then I was like, okay, it's kind of hard. You know, it's cool. Mm-hmm. You know, fuck it. I'll try it out. Mm-hmm. And at first I didn't like it. I was like, oh, I mean, it's cool, but it's like, I don't know. It's just like, I don't know. Yeah. But then eventually, you know, people started fucking with it. And then I was like, okay, I'm kind of fucking with it now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
People flew up to me, oh, big Chris City, bro. Oh, Chris City. Oh. I'm like, okay, yeah. Y'all fucking with it like that? Uh-huh. Okay, it's good.
No, yeah, shit. You know what's crazy, too? It's like, I feel like, because I feel like a lot of people, I mean, they probably know now, but I mean, okay, they know that you and me be kicking it type shit, but... Okay, they probably know that me, Steez, and you, we'll probably kick it. Fuck.
Yeah, they do definitely do see us together a lot on each other's stories that they watch.
Yeah, I'm trying. Okay, so the thing I'm thinking about is it's crazy to see how everybody, like, everybody's advancement, you know? Because I feel like, bro, you got to think about it. We came a long way in a sense of just, like, for, say, we step into a room.
People actually know us, bro.
No, but I'm talking, Cuddy's know us now, but before it was, like, they don't know us at all, bro.
Yeah.
And it's like, bro, you're, I guess you, me, Steez, bro, we're living proof of, like, put in the work and make your name, or you literally build the worth in your name, you know?
Yeah.
Like, that, Chris City wouldn't be Chris City without you putting the work of what you've been working, doing, you know? And that's one thing that just, like, even motivates me. That's just like, bro, it'd be filthy, bro, because it's like, my cutties are finally getting the flowers, bro, you know what I mean? Yeah, and it's just like, bro, we came a long way. If I think about it, like on some actual reflecting shit and not, you know?
Yeah, bro, because I never would have thought, bro, I would step into the room and then someone I don't know goes up to me and actually knows me, bro.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, oh, yeah, Chris City, oh, I heard of you, bro. Mm-hmm. I seen your work or whatever, all that shit. I'm like, damn, so people actually see shit, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they actually seeing this shit we're doing. So that'd be inspiring me, too. Like, every time someone comes up to me, I'd be like, oh, what's up, your name, bro? And I'd be like, oh, yeah, I'm Chris City. He's like, oh, I heard of you, bro. Mm-hmm. I'm like, damn, for real. I'm like, oh, wow. You actually see my shit? He's like, yeah, bro. People in the city know you, bro. He's like, you're one of the, you know, videographers out here doing shit. I was like, okay, yeah damn.
Mm-hmm.
So that should be inspiring to see, bro. People actually, like, know who he is.
Mm-hmm. To actually, like, yeah, because I feel like, even for me, like, in the beginning, I didn't think that none of this shit was really...
gonna work, huh?
Really or if even, like people are gonna even see it to a point where it's like, oh, they actually give you the recognition.
Yeah, no, it's not either.
Yeah, because, like, bro, talk about when we got that Infuse, like, little deal that we were working with them.
Oh, yeah, the Infuse. Shout out Infuse. Shout out Ike Watson. Really put us on with that.
Mm-hmm.
It was a real one for sure. Ike Watson, bro.
But, yeah, what was going through your head? Because I remember vividly what we were talking about. But, like, what was going through your head when, I guess, just, like, everything got, like, I guess, in a sense, finalized when we were actually went to their headquarters and chopped it up with people and shit?
Bro, that shit was 50, but I was just thinking, like, damn, this shit's starting to pay off now. If we're able to get sponsorship by Infuse, like one of the biggest cannabis brands in the, you know, city, and they're from Kent, too, which is the crazy part.
Yeah.
Shout out Jeff Freeman from Kent. Shout out, he started Infuse in the garage in Kent, and now he took it to the moon. That boy inspiring us every day.
Yeah.
But yeah, that shit was crazy how they picked us to, mainly you, to...
That's both of us,
I
bro.
I guess both of us, I guess. But they sent your profile to Ike, your profile.
But it's no guidance, bro. Cuddy, it wouldn't be the same without... Because think about it, bro. It was only, bro, before No Guidance, I was doing podcasts. On some shit, bro, you got to give yourself flowers for that, too, bro. Cuddy, we built that shit together from the ground up, bro. Okay. From fucking Lil Mosey. Cuddy's don't know. Okay. And then it was funny, bro. Like, think about it. Lil Mosey, Cito.
Oh, yeah,
that shit was a crazy one that next year. Because 2023 was crazy itself, too.
Oh, yeah. The start of 2023 was crazy with the YG tour shit. That day was one of the craziest days, too, bro. Yeah,
that was a crazy one.
It was like a good pivot, too. Like, damn, people really seeing
this. Yeah, that
too.
Actually was crazy.
That day, yeah. Because that was, like, the first really big concert we ever put up to backstage, too.
Bro.
It's like, bro, what the fuck? We're in this big-ass Climate Pledge arena, bro, backstage, bro, with artists like Colin For Real, OGZ, YG. Was there all them cutters, bro? I was like, what the fuck? We're in the same room with them. Yeah. Come on now.
And if you even that, it's just like, Bro, this dude Chris City got all the connects on somehow, bro. Like this Cudi, like remix City, right?
Put me on to that. Yeah. Remix and CCM Row. He said, put me on to that, bro.
Hey, what you doing? We need some we need you for blah blah blah, whatever. Our bet.
Yeah.
Hey, you try to saw it? You know? And then he brings a Cudi on the belt.
Yeah, that shit was so random. I remember it was like Thursday at night. CCM Row called me. He's like, oh yeah, there's an artist in town, YG's artist, gonna be in town, he wants a video. I was like, okay, yep. And then he's like, then I was talking to YG's artist, D3, shout out D3.
Yep.
He hit me up, he was like, oh yeah, just pull up to the concert tomorrow. I was like, okay, there's gonna be a concert, I didn't even know that. And then it turned out to be YG's concert tour.
Yeah, that shit was crazy.
And I was like, okay, damn, we're pulling up to YG's concert. And then I started hitting up Cudi's. I was like, okay, let me see who I can bring with me. I'm not gonna go by myself. Yeah. And I'm trying to put the Cudi's on too.
Yeah, sure.
Cause I be trying to put the Cudi's on too to all the moves and opportunities. Yeah. So I hit you up, I hit Ghost Boy up, brought him along too.
Yeah.
And brought Joaquin up and some other people, I think Jake Spico too.
Yeah.
And then yeah, brought some Cudi's along with me. We all got in for free backstage.
Yeah.
Just like that.
Bro, and the thing I noticed too about like those kind of like, we call them side missions type shit, you know?
Yeah, side missions.
But it's like, it's kind of fun, bro. Like, it's a different recruitment for like different shit.
Yeah, that's why I fuck with this job, bro, because you be doing like different shit every day. Like, you didn't know the scenario you're going to run into every day. Because it's not like a regular job where you're just doing the same NPC shit every day.
Yeah.
You're doing new shit, different shit every day.
Bro, I feel like
an adventure.
Yeah. You know, I told you DJ Diversity hit me.
Yeah.
He said, bro, he wants us to come out to Miami.
It's good. We can go out there soon. Sooner or later.
Fuck.
Sooner or later.
It should, but because he's like, you guys need to come for end of March.
We could try to go on spring break or some shit. That'd be pretty cool.
That's what I was thinking too. Fuck, bro. This is about to be crazy. Fuck.
This would be crazy. I see what's up with that.
This is about to be a wild
year.
Bro.
Have a blessed year this year.
Yeah.
Many blessings and fruition and positivity coming our way.
Bro.
I can feel it. It's going to be coming our way.
Yeah. Bro, it's crazy because it's like right now, I'm thinking about it. It's like all this stress is hitting my brain. But it's like, I was talking to Fred about this too. And it's like, it just comes down to if it didn't stress you or mean anything to you, you wouldn't be stressing, you know? Or, you know what I mean? It wouldn't matter to you.
Because
I was talking to him at one point. It was the day of the concert. I remember I was telling him, I was like, I won't lie. Like, sometimes, bro, before a concert, I was like, I'd be like, damn, bro. Like, the anxiety hits me, bro. I won't lie.
I bet, bro, being on the stage and shit.
Like, that shit hit me. I was like,
on performance, you got to be ready.
For real. But then, after I got on stage, it was cool, you know? Like,
yeah, just turn out.
Yeah, but... Bro, you see me from the start doing, or not even from the start, but seeing me do some shows. And, bro, I remember. I think I told you. I was like, bro, one of the shows, it was at the Cool. I remember. That shit was a shit-ass show, bro. That was...
the first one?
Yeah, I felt so, bro, like, the thing that was going through my mind, I remember. I was like... In my head, I was like, okay, for one, I felt bad that, like, I had Cudi's pull up. And I did some sorry-ass performance like that, bro. I felt bad. I was like, man, I can't just... If I'm making all this music, bro, I can't be this ass, bro. Like, I just felt like the energy of just everything was just off. I was like, fuck.
Fuck.
And then ever since... Because we went... I did that show. I'll tell you how this fucking development went. Because Chris City was there for the most part.
Mm-hmm.
First show, and I was like, fuck. I was upset with myself. I was like, man, I should have just done way better.
Mm-hmm.
And then we went on that Miami trip.
Yeah.
And just seeing... And the thing I noticed, if you're an artist or whatever, bro, just peep game from other people how they perform and shit. Because I feel like that goes a long way.
Yeah.
Because,
boy Yoda.
Bro, Yoda Joker, bro, to this day, the craziest, most energy in a performance I've ever seen, you know? And, like, seeing that, I'm like, bro, this is some shit that you got to be on, bro. Like, if you're going to be, because at the end of the day, you're going to. If you're presenting your music, you got to give them an experience within the music, right?
Yeah.
It's like when you drop a music video, you got to give them an experience, right?
Yeah, you can't be average, bro.
Yeah.
You got to make yourself stand out there.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, Yoda Joker, when he was performing, bro, he was going stupid. He went out into the crowd, boom, going crazy, jumping up on tables, just fucking, whoa, I'm going stupid, bro. Mm-hmm. Like, what? That's how you make people know who you are, though.
Yeah.
And then that'll make people be like, okay, I actually fuck with this guy. Let me support him.
Mm-hmm. No, that's fact. It's because it's like the memories that you make, you know, yeah. type shit. So then,
if you leave a positive impact on the people, mm-hmm. then they're gonna fuck with you.
Yeah, because I remember seeing him. I remember Rosa Baby that night. Because yeah, that's when we first met her, too. Because she was doing her stage. It's all about the stage presence, too, you know?
And even before, she went up and introduced herself to everybody.
Oh, yeah, she did.
Oh, hey, I'm Rosa Baby. Oh, yeah, hey. Just she introduce did, herself. Man. You know? Just, you know? Yeah. Introduce yourself to everybody because you got to talk to everybody.
Yeah.
That's a good way, too, to you know, get yourself out there. Just introduce yourself to everybody.
Yeah. Bro, we're breaking down game for artists, for anybody that's watching at this point. If you're an artist, oh, God, go. When you go to a show, shit, introduce yourself to everybody. Yeah. Let them know that you're about to be performing.
Bro. Yeah, just like, talk to everybody. Oh, hey, you know, how you doing? I'm blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. Just wanted to say what's up to you, connect with you real quick.
Mm-hmm.
You know, see what's up.
That's
don't even gotta be saying nothing too crazy. Do nothing too crazy. Just keep it simple.
Yeah.
Just tell them who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe give them your Instagram or whatever.
Yeah. And, bro, if you think about it, this is not even for artists. This is for any business. Because, like, bro, if you're a videographer, you're doing the same shit that, same like, shit. We're talking about, you're about to be, you could be anywhere. You never know who you talk to, shit.
Yeah, just go up to everybody and be like, oh, yeah, you know, how you doing? I'm a videographer. If you ever want some, you know, video work, just let me know. I got Instagram. Simple as that.
Yeah.
Or anything. I'm an engineer. If you ever need some engineering work,
yeah.
You know, hit me up on IG.
That's facts.
Yeah, because you never know who might need it or who might know somebody that need it.
Yep.
This cutty, you never know. It could be a random cutty, but he mm-hmm. could know fucking a popping artist and then
mm-hmm.
get you tapped in like that. Yeah. Go, oh, yeah, I'm cousins with blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
Just, you know?
Yeah, that's facts. And, bro, like, one thing I would say is always stay prepared. That's, like, the big one of the biggest things because it's, like, he would bring his camera everywhere in Miami, right? Well, obviously, for one, he's shooting for with Mos G's, right? But besides that, we're with that camera, we're able to shoot videos with people. You could shoot content for people and even make money from that. Just tell them, hey, I got this, and this. And then if they want to see the product, you show them your Instagram. Now you got the product, and now you got your tool that you got to use to for that situation, right? And then say, like, for me, if I didn't have my phone, even as simple as this, whatever this is, it's like, bro, if I didn't have this, we wouldn't even be able to shoot the interviews, you know? Yeah, so you got to stay prepared. Audio. You got to stay prepared.
Yeah.
And even out there, I brought the studio or the mic equipment. Bro, we recorded inside of our Airbnb.
Yeah, inside the hotel.
You know?
Oh, shit, I think the battery's about to die.
Oh, God. Soon.
But shit. Another battery. Or should we wrap it up?
No, we can wrap it up, honestly.
Yeah, it's been a lot.
Huh? Okay. But shit. Work to find you, Instagram, everything. What you got going on within the next, like, month, upcoming events people might need to know.
Okay. First of all, I'm going to give a shout out to VV Clothing Brand. You know, I'm rocking their merch right now. Shout out VV Clothing Brand at VVVIVI Clothing Brand on IG. But you can find me on at Chris City _ on IG. My YouTube is Chris City, no spaces.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, definitely subscribe to me on YouTube because I'm going to be dropping a lot more content there. I'm trying to build my own YouTube up.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, just stay tuned.
Okay. You're going to see more interviews that we're about to be dropping. Shit, he's gonna be dropping more music videos. We already got the music video. We're talking about Miami. All those music videos about to drop.
Yeah.
What else? March 23rd, we're about to be at that Enfuse event.
Okay.
We'll probably talk about it more when that shit comes. What else we got? Stunna Girl, we're about to be going to.
Stunna Girl. Shout out DJ Gutter Butter too.
DJ Gutter Butter, Papa Black.
Papa Black, DaVinci, 1K. Yeah, Shout out them too.
Got 1K.
Put it on for the city.
Shit. That's really all I could think about right now. Outside of that, probably going to be dropping more podcasts, too.
Yeah.
So, shit, been a crazy year.
It's a great podcast. Great talk.
We got to let them know.
Got some good game in this one, you know.
If you guys do fuck with it, shit, like, subscribe, shit, share it if you guys do fuck with it. Comment, let us know.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, shit, catch you guys. Peace, Cuddy.
Peace.